guys.
How's Nick?
Nick's doing well.
What happened?
Old age. I told him put on the scouting report old. But no, yeah, just old, just aches, pains and stuff.
You 100%?
That's relative, but I feel 100%. I'll be ready to go on when the whistle blow, yeah.
There's more prep time leading up to week one than you'll have for any game remaining this season. Mm-hmm. How anxious are you to get to Sunday?
I'm anxious to get there, but, you know, we want to take it a day at a time. You know, when it comes, we want to be at our peak. But it's exciting to get back on the field and continue to do what we started last year. And the bar's been set. I was telling Adam the bar's been set. We have to play at a high level. These teams we're playing in the first 5 weeks, you know, will really determine how good this team is. And we're excited to get on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, I know you're playing one at a time.
Yeah.
But you just mentioned, this schedule, how important is opening day at home against a non-playoff team when you're looking at going on the road to Denver, Miami, Patriots here, Frisco? Just what's the premium on this opener?
Well, you don't want to look far ahead, mm-hmm. but you want to know what's coming. Mm-hmm. And, the first game is going to set the tone on what we want to get done throughout the regular season. And this is the most important game on the schedule right now. But like you said, the first 5 weeks, we did something last year that people didn't expect. Now the schedule is in a position where we want to be able to do what we did last year and prove to the world that this is the team, you know, coaches put together, and we're ready to go further than people can imagine.
Hey, Tom, talk about this. Not a rules change, but they're just enforcing the rules differently.
Uh-huh.
The NFL is everything in its power to make life hard on the defense, man. At some point, you're not going to be able to look at a running back, right? It's kind of like, what do you think of the enforcement of all these new rules and how easy they make it for the offense compared to the defense?
Well, I think based on all the lawsuits that the NFL is receiving, I think they want to make our game a lot more safer and more competitive. I think on defense we're a little pulled back because we can't, play aggressive. But again, we have to just play within the rules and try to do our best while we do it.
It's different. Every year they're coming up with something. Now you can't touch a guy for 5 minutes. It's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I totally understand because it's a physical sport. You don't want to be tit for tat. But again, I think it's probably due to Peyton. Being in the Super Bowl and those guys harassing his receivers and there was no calls then, so they're trying to fix it in a way where these guys can run and we have to adjust, and that's all right. It's football. We got to play. Got to do what we got to get. What we got to get done.
As a veteran, what skills do you know that you can utilize to make yourself still be effective despite the emphasis on the rules?
The skills, really your athletic ability have to come into play. It's hard, me playing in coverage with these guys, it's hard to, be shifting my weight back and forth, and they know where they're going. So you really have to, be more like a basketball player, try to stay in front of your guy, bend you. Those are the skills you're going to use, because if you put your hand on the guy, trying to be too aggressive, obviously they're going to throw the flag. So you're going to have to play like a basketball player and then play the ball.
But you told me when you played high school basketball, you fouled out too much. That's why you play football.
That's exactly. Yeah, that's right. Most of my fouls came on offense. I boxed the guys out of bounds. That's a foul.
Do you think they're going to keep calling the penalties as strictly as they have in the preseason? There's a lot of talk that they are, but do you think they're actually going to carry through with it? We've seen in years past emphasis on things in preseason, but then once the regular season starts, it kind of goes away. Do you think it'll last the entire 17 weeks?
I don't know. That's going to be up to the refs. They're going to have to let us play at a certain point, but, they want us to get get the rules. No contact after 5. They said when they came this summer to talk to us, they said they used to allow us to go, beyond 5, but now they're very strict with what they're imposing. So, I don't know. They probably pull it back. A lot has to do with it. TV, time, all of that stuff.
Tom,
regardless one, guys. Of what framework you do or don't have to work in, how do you still deliver the message you want to the defense?
Say it again.
Regardless of the framework that you do or don't have to work in, how do you still deliver the message you want to
It's just like how when they came out about sacking a quarterback, you can't fall on him, you can't do certain things. We just have to adjust. We still got to play aggressive. We still got to do the things that we know how to do and do it at a fast level and do what we do. If they call it, then they call it. But we still have to play the style of defense that we love to play. We still have to be in that type of mode.
Okay, thanks, guys.